You're listening to Clouser on Business. Thanks for coming back. I'm Clouser, your host. Glad you're with us today. We're continuing our series of general business topics, and today we'll be talking about the face of your business. Does it reflect you? With me today is Bruce Varney of Varney Consulting. Bruce is a successful business expert with broad management experience. He's a forward-thinking and uses his visionary skills to help business owners across various industries. He is a straightforward, no-nonsense advisor that keeps his clients grounded with business at hand. His experiences touch a broad range of areas: marketing and public relations, merchandising, sales and product development, and leadership coaching. Welcome, Bruce.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here today. Hey, would you tell our listeners a little bit more about your background? Because what I've shared really doesn't touch hardly any of it.
All right. My background is in primarily food marketing, purchasing, merchandising, sales, both with retail entities and food service entities. And most of my career in the upper management.
Okay.
Directing chains and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I retired about 10 years ago and went into more or less a private practice of consulting through my network, businesses related to a lot of food, but a lot of other types of entities as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're consulting now. So how do your clients find you?
They usually come through some sort of referral. I don't market very heavily. I've sent out a letter or two, but beyond that, I don't do any kind of marketing beyond my website, things like LinkedIn and Twitter and so forth, and my network, usually through my network.
Yeah. So you're invited to engage with a client, and today's topic, the face of your business, does it reflect you?
Mm-hmm.
So you come into a new client. What kind of assessment tool do you use to see where that client's at?
Well, I actually have a checkoff list that I refer to. I don't often take it with me. I do it rather on the cuff.
Mm-hmm.
And primarily, I go and I introduce myself, give them a little bit of background on myself, and learn a little bit of their history before I learn a little bit about their business.
Mm-hmm.
Then once they do that, I determine in talking to them what their business is, what their values are, and what their problem is.
Mm-hmm. And is this, I'm assuming that this is all aspects of their business, what's happening inside and their, you know, with their management team and
yep.
outside with how they touch people?
Yep. Exactly. And then the other part of that is oftentimes I'll try to touch on their personal lives because I don't think one piece exists without the other piece, even though they try to put it up in silos. So that helps me understand the pressures that they're under in their business that relate to their personal lives as well.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to extract yourself from your own
business.
It's all part of it.
Yeah, it really is. It's part of your whole life. And so it's always good to know if their kids are in college, if they're wife is on them or something like that. So
yeah,
that's
so
generally what I do.
Yeah, pardon me. So if you come in and start working with me, what's maybe going to be the first thing we're going to be looking at?
Generally, I ask them why they wanted me, who referred me, and what they perceive their problem to be. And I say perceived because quite often they have a preconceived notion of what will solve their problem. And sometimes they don't really recognize what the problem is. And so I try to determine that before I even say yes. And quite often I'll visit a client two or three times before I say, I think I can help you. If I can't, I'll tell them the truth. I can't help you with that.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, I can help people.
Mm-hmm. So is it difficult for that business owner to come up with what that problem is?
I mean, no, it's actually quite easy. Before they call me, they have an idea of what the problem is. And sometimes it is the problem they perceive it to be, but oftentimes it's not. Often there are sometimes underlying issues that affect the problem they have. Can I give you an example?
Sure, you bet. Okay.
Recently, I just visited a food manufacturer, and he perceived that he was at a break-even point and he needed more sales so he could be profitable. And in visiting with him, I determined the reality is he wasn't going to get more sales until he fixed some fundamental issues related to his business. And that was a difficult pill for him to swallow because he really thought that his business was perfect. And it was far from perfect. His processes were far from perfect, and his underlying foundations needed a lot of work. That was a little that was problematic for him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, every business I see, sales is their final solution, and they think it's the easiest solution. But oftentimes when they pile on sales, they pile on expenses that don't help them at all.
Mm-hmm. So when you work with your clients, where do you start, inside first or outside? Or because I know a little bit of how you go about things. You've got mm-hmm. some soft side to some things. And so how do you approach that?
There's two sides to every business. There's what I call the hard side and the soft side. And the soft side revolves around things like marketing and strategies and things like that. The hard side revolves around their internal structures, their operational protocols, their finances and things like that. Usually, once I determine what they want me to do or how they think I can help them, and once I determine what their real issue is, I may attack it. This particular guy had problems on both sides. He had problems with his production, and he really had problems with his marketing. Mm-hmm. He had problems with his brand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How often do you find that a business is really reflecting out to its customers and vendors in the way that they think they are?
Very rarely. I find that when I look at the personality of the man, the owner or the leader, I see the personality of the company. And depending on how they approach their life and their thought processes, it reflects through on everything that they do. And for example, if all you care about is driving down costs, that reflects through in other aspects of your business. When people come in, they can detect that this is a cheap place.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll question the brand based on that, or they may appreciate that quality, but it comes through in the owner or the manager
mm-hmm.
or the CEO. We talked about CEO one time. Same thing.
Yeah. So you go through all aspects of of the operation from, you know, what the office looks like, what the outside of the building looks like to
signs, the interior. I also look at their website. One of the first things I do is go to their website. And I want to see how responsive they are with their website. I call them on the phone, see who answers the phone, if anyone, see how long it takes to get through to someone. And those tell me a lot about their ethos about their business
mm-hmm.
and their awareness of how their customers find them and how their clients find them. If I can't get a hold of you, I can't do business with you, can I?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah.
Do you get a lot of pushback from these owners
yeah.
when you're...
I do. I get pushback. But usually I will, for example, on a website, this particular client that had this food product, I tried to contact him through his website. I never heard from him. How about that? I never heard from him. And so I asked him on the second visit, I said, how many people are signed up on your website? He said, I don't have any idea.
Hmm.
I said, well, you could talk to all of those people. He came back later. He said, I got over 250 people signed up.
That's amazing. Yeah. We have all these wonderful tools out here in today's world and really don't rely on them as much as we should.
Yeah.
So internally, you're looking at what aspects in that business?
Oftentimes, I'll look at their how their operation runs, how their staff and their management team interact with each other, how they interact outside of the business with clients or customers or vendors, and then I will look at their finances, if they'll let me. That usually comes along with an NDA and some understanding with their attorney.
Sure.
One of the other things I always ask them is who's on your side, not just your employees and your management, but outside of your business. Do you have an attorney? Do you have a CPA? Do you have any mentors or advisors? And actually, one of the things I also ask them is, do you talk to your competitors at all? Do you know who they are, and do you talk to them?
Mm-hmm.
It's surprising how little they do. I was telling someone recently, I had a client, it was a mid-range business, just close to $500 million a year, and have a legal counsel in his on his staff or under retainer. I was shocked. I said, I have to sign a non-disclosure and a contract with you. He says, could you have your attorney write it up? Yeah, he didn't have an attorney, which surprised me.
Yeah, another in that area, the CPA and the attorney, how often do you find that the ones that do have mm-hmm. those, that CPA and attorney really know what your client wants to do and be, not only business-wise, but in their whole life?
Actually, The ones that do are generally astute enough to have that kind of a relationship with those people. So I find it relatively often. And I also find in my dealings with them that I might hear from their CPA and I might hear from their attorney, and they're usually on their side. Mm-hmm. They understand what's going on.
Yeah, I like CPAs and attorneys that are proactive with their clients, that they're aware that maybe the client is acquiring property or they want to do something. Or you know, it's got to be, like you said, it's got to be sure. A team.
Or there's something going on with their debt or the way they pay their bills and that sort of thing. And what's the other surprising thing is once I sign the NDA and meet them, they're pretty forthright with me.
Mm-hmm.
We really are, which is nice. It's refreshing. Makes it easier for me.
Yeah. And how often do you go out and do a assessment of with customers and vendors? You know, do you go out and ask this client's customers and vendors?
I'm very guarded with that. And the reason I'm guarded, especially with their customers, sometimes when they have a consultant working with them or a legal counsel working with them or anything like that, it can raise alarms in the marketplace, and I'm really guarded. I will let them direct me who to talk to usually. What clients can I talk to? Even with their employees. Oftentimes, I won't disclose to their employees anything without their permission.
Mm-hmm. And I know you have a strong background in food service primarily.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard you talk about one time, you know the cleanliness of a restaurant, for example.
Oh yeah,
and you've got a little story or something. I think you call it what?
The Angela Test.
Yeah.
I'll give you two stories. I always feel that when you approach a business or any service, and I do it personally, I'll go look at their business, and do they have a sign on the business? What are the external factors that brand your product? My daughter, when she was young, I don't know why, but she always had to go to the girls' room when we went to a restaurant. It used to drive me crazy. She'd go in the bathroom. She couldn't use it. She wanted to go to the bathroom. And so oftentimes we would see the bathrooms on a place before we saw the menu. And oftentimes what we saw in the bathroom would determine whether or not we looked at the menu. So I always called that the Angela Test. And it's curious, my wife and I were up in Seattle and we visited a place of business that's well known in Seattle. And my wife sat down at a table and I went to the bathroom and I walked into one of the filthiest men's room I've ever seen in my life. And I looked around and I smelled around, frankly. And I looked at the door and they had one of those charts that said this bathroom is maintained every hour. And it had the hour I was in, it had checked off on that sheet that they cleaned it. And I looked down at the toilet bowl brush that was there and everything, and I said, no. So I left, and I said, Pam, pass the Angela Test. Let's get out of here.
So yeah. Taking that concept then into my business, what
sure.
things would you be, not necessarily the bathrooms per se, but what would you be looking inside my operation?
I would look for that kind of attention to detail. Are you concerned about those things? They're reflective of your relationship with your clients. They're a reflection on you. I'll show you another story. One time I was in a McDonald's in Visalia, California. I was a young guy. And a car pulled into the garage, and an old guy got out of the car, and he took the trash cans and started emptying them on the parking lot. He walked in, and he asked for the manager, and he said to the manager, "You need to clean your parking lot. I drove in, and it was filthy." It was Ray Kroc.
Get out
yeah,
of here.
Yeah, it was Ray Kroc. And he said, those napkins on the parking lot are a reflection on McDonald's hamburgers. Clean them up. And those are the attentions to detail that make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
So I look for those kinds of details. And I look at how the management responds to those things,
mm-hmm.
if they have an urgency about them.
Yeah, and this is with various things within that business.
It's reflective in how they treat their employees. It's reflective in the respect they have for their clients and their customers.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be part of their problem.
Mm-hmm.
It will be part of their business solution, too.
Yeah.
But they sometimes don't recognize that.
Yeah. Well, we're getting short on time
sure.
here. I want to have you back, and we can talk
okay.
about this
sure.
further. We got into it very little today, really. But you can learn more about Bruce and all he does on clauseronbusiness.com, as well as learning more about us. Please send us your questions and your comments. We'll get those to our guest and have him back to discuss those issues and answers. Well, this is all for now. You are listening to Clouser on Business.